Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, August 20th. You'll be interested to know, 104 years ago, today in 1920, the National Football League was formed as the American Professional Football Conference at a meeting in Canton, Ohio. This historic event marked the beginning of what would become one of the most popular and influential sports leagues in the world, fostering a new era of professional football. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of rain showers before 9 a.m., then partly sunny skies, with a high near 71 and a gentle northwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 57 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be just before 6, with a high tide at 10. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies from Wednesday through Saturday, with daytime highs gradually rising from the low 70s to the mid 80s. Nights will be partly cloudy to mostly clear, with lows in the mid 50s to low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a Boston Duck Tours boat rescued a child and father from the Charles River on Monday morning. According to a state police spokesperson, the child, who is under 2 years old, slipped through the railing behind the Royal Sonesta Hotel in Cambridge and fell into the river. The father jumped into the water to grab the child. A Boston Duck Tours boat then picked them up. Paramedics evaluated both, and the child was taken to a local hospital as a precaution, per state police. Great news, the father and child are going to be just fine. Now on to sports. The NFL's new kickoff rule, introduced in March, aims to increase kickoff returns while reducing injuries. Early preseason results show a significant rise in returns, with a 78% return rate compared to 22% last season. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills noted no unusual injury findings so far. The average kickoff return now spans 25 yards, up from 23 yards last season, with more explosive plays observed. NFL executives remain open to further tweaks, monitoring closely as the regular season approaches to ensure the rule's effectiveness. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road beat the Astros 4-2. And tonight, they're back at it for game 2 of the series. In top news, used cars are now more than 10% cheaper than last year, largely due to rising inventories of new cars and discounts to move those vehicles off lots sooner. Consumer prices rose modestly in July, mainly on housing costs, but prices for used cars and trucks dropped by 10.9% year over year. Used electric vehicle prices fell even more sharply by nearly 21% in the second quarter of 2023 and almost 40% from the second quarter of 2022. Analysts at Edmunds. Com noted that new car discounts and increased inventory turnover have driven down the values of newer used vehicles. In business news, Berkshire Hathaway stock has reached a record high, aligning with recent market dynamics. Class B shares surged 1%, hitting $448.77. Comparatively, the S&P 500 rose 1%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average increased by 0.6%. Part of this success stems from CEO Warren Buffett's strategic bets on Occidental Petroleum and other oil stocks. Additionally, Berkshire's exposure to financial and utility stocks has bolstered its performance. Despite slightly lagging behind the S&P 500 over 15 years, Buffett's investment acumen remains highly regarded, especially amidst tech valuation concerns and recession fears. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $60,800. Ethereum is just under $2,700. And Solana is $146. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Speculation is growing about Apple's upcoming iPhone 16, expected to be unveiled in September. The tech giant, led by CEO Tim Cook, typically holds its iPhone event this month. Reports suggest the event could be around September 10th. According to Mac Rumors, the iPhone 16 Pro may feature a 6.27-inch screen, while the Pro Max could boast a 6.86-inch display. The lineup will include A18 chips for enhanced processing and improved cameras with 48-megapixel, ultra-wide lenses. Apple's iPhone segment generated $155 billion in sales over the first three quarters of 2024. And in entertainment news, Captain America: Brave New World, set to release on February 14th, brings a new chapter to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Sam Wilson, portrayed by Anthony Mackie, takes on the mantle of Captain America. Following the events of Eternals, the discovery of adamantium, and the election of Thaddeus Ross as president sets the stage for political intrigue. The Serpent Society, led by Giancarlo Esposito's character Sidewinder, emerges as a new threat. The film, directed by Julia Sona, promises a grounded thriller, with the captain facing unprecedented challenges, both external and internal. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American investor and philanthropist, Warren Buffett. And he said, "We simply attempt to be fearful when others are greedy, and to be greedy only when others are fearful." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.